Page 1. How can I help my family? Page 2. Guidelines. What should I learn about the topic? Diverse family structures are more common and children will ask questions about the non-traditional families. It is important to find simple ways to teach children about diverse families. The place they live and the space and the people the child shares with are important element in a child's life. It is important that the child understands the family and family of others before they step out. Social studies as civics, history and geography deals with human relationship and the way society works. Why should I learn about the topic? The main objective of teaching social studies is to make the child understand about the diversity and differences present in the society. This begins from the situation they live in, and the situation the peer group grows will all be different. This has to be addressed from the beginning. This enables children to understand, participate in, and make informed decisions about the world. It provides them with the skill for productive problem solving and decision making, as well as for assigning issues and making thoughtful, valuable judgments. How can I learn about the topic? Teach through stories and by introducing each member of the family or caretaker the child lives with. Introduce the neighborhood and people who live immediately next door and the relationship with the family they have. Page 3. Teaching instructions. Introduce children to the fact that they have to help around the house. To help the elderly and be compassionate towards the poor is an essential part of human life. Show children on a day-to-day basis how to do their own beds, keep their room clean, helping in the kitchen and with other small chores. Please note, helping here doesn't mean making the child do odd jobs. Any of such work is against the law and is punishable under the Child Labor Act. Page 4. Do you help your mum and dad? Isn't it fun to help in watering the plants or stirring the pot while cooking? Page 5. What do you understand by helping your family? Helping does not mean doing big activities. Let us see how can we help our parents. Page 6. Giving a glass of water to your parents when they get back from work. Page 7. Ask your children how they feel, whether they are sad or happy. Page 8. Greet them good morning when you wake up. Page 9. Say thank you if someone helps you. Page 10. Say sorry if you hurt someone. Page 11. Help your parents when they do gardening. Page 12. Take permission and be involved in the activities that your parents are doing. Page 13. If you take something from somewhere, keep it back in the same place. This will also help your parents. Page 14. Do you think you can do little things around the house? Page 15. Awesome! Can you note down all the things you did to help your family and others? Till then, happy learning!